Foreign missionaries are under pressure in Russia. President Bush's Asia tour brings attention to religious persecution, and Christians take in Burmese refugees. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Russia, where the government may begin to tighten control over foreign missionaries. That's causing a major stir in religious sectors. Russian Ministry's Sergei Rakhuba has been in Moscow and says these new controls will limit foreign missionaries.
Especially with their visas, registration, and especially they have to report to the government about their activity in Russia. What do they do? What kind of group they represent? What kind of ministry they have? It sounds like, you know, it's all going back, you know, like it was in a Soviet time.
While it shouldn't affect their work, Rakhuba says it will have an impact on their personnel.
So they either have to turn into tent makers, you know, and work under the business visa or something else. But I know that next year, lots of foreign mission groups will have some problems.
Rakhuba says these restrictions will only motivate Christians to evangelize even more. Next, U.S. President George Bush focused on the issue of religious freedom in a speech during his economic tour in Asia. His remarks follow the report of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom criticizing many of the Asian governments on their religious freedom violations. Open Doors USA's Carl Muller says this was important to raise awareness.
The visit of President Bush to the Asia Rim countries is drawing attention to the realities of persecution for our brothers and sisters there, especially in the country of North Korea. North Korea remains at the top of our world watch list of the worst persecutors of Christians around the world.
Mueller says they launched an international 24-hour, 7-day-a-week prayer chain for North Korea.
We're asking Americans to sign up for 10 minutes a week to blanket North Korea with strategic prayer that Christians would be strengthened in this persecution and that the regime of North Korea would fall.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The persecuted Burmese refugees along the Thai-Burma border are now arriving in the United States for resettlement. Bethany Christian Services' Dana Anderson says that they just placed the first Burmese refugee child last week. Another one's coming this week.
We have a constant flow of children coming from all over the world. We are always looking for foster families to care for these kids. The other prayer request would be for the children themselves. It's a huge adjustment to acclimate to a new culture, to learn a new language.
Anderson says with the tragedy in their lives, it's important that they're with a family where they experience the love of Christ.
It's very sad sometimes to hear about their histories and to hear about what some of these kids have gone through. But what's very exciting is the fact that they're given a second chance and they're given a family to love them again. And they're given a second chance to go to school and to be a child again.
And Buckner Orphan Care International is celebrating a milestone in ministry. The children's ministry that specializes in outreach to children celebrated its 10th anniversary of their ministry in Russia. Buckner took a team of more than 50 people to St. Petersburg to celebrate, says Buckner's Tiffany Taylor.
It's appropriate to be here in St. Petersburg because that's the place where everything started for Buckner. It's just so exciting to see changes we've made in the orphanages over the last 10 years when we first started working in these orphanages. There were literally, you know, orphanages that couldn't feed their children.
Buckner has been helping in these orphanages, and in doing so, relationships have been developed that allows them to share the gospel.
We have a very developed ministry program to where the children, when we come in, they're just wanting to hear so much more about the Bible. The thing that they have in their eyes now is hope. Hope that someone loves them and someone cares about them.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the free book, For the Love of My Brothers, by founder of Open Doors, Brother Andrew, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book features incredible firsthand accounts of Open Doors' continuing work with the suffering church. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.